Welcome to Our Daily Portion with WIT Ministries. I'm Matt Russell, and I'm the director of WIT Ministries. And at Walking in Truth Ministries, we want to help people to be able to live a more God-centered, God-focused life and in every aspect of their life. So the purpose for this podcast is for us to really strengthen our biblical discipline of reading the Bible. So I'm going to read a scripture every day where I'm going to share a nugget about that scripture, and then I'm going to say a little prayer at the end, and that will be the entirety of our episodes for this podcast. Please feel free to check us out at walkingintruthministries.org, or you can also check out our other podcast, which is Living the WIT Life with Walking in Truth Ministries. I hope that this podcast blesses you as much as it blesses me, and let's go ahead and get started with our daily portion.
Are you concerned about what the future holds? Are you confident that the retirement plans that you have today will still be secure tomorrow? Let us help you by clearing up the uncertainty. This is Matt Russell, the director of WIT Ministries. Many of us at Walking in Truth Ministries are bivocational, working in our ministry as well as in the financial services industry at WinBig Financial Group. We help people to build a tax-free and risk-free retirement. Give me a call at 817-903-2575 to support our ministry and to secure your family's financial future. Again, call today at 817-903-2575. Thank you and God bless. Exodus 36. The Tabernacle Underwritten. Now, Bezalel and Oholiab, and every skillful person in whom the Lord has put skill and understanding to know how to perform all the work in the construction of the sanctuary, shall perform in accordance with all that the Lord has commanded. Then Moses called Bezalel and Oholiab, and every skillful person in whom the Lord had put skill, everyone whose heart stirred him, to come up to the work to perform it. They received from Moses all the contributions which the sons of Israel had brought to perform the work in the construction of the sanctuary. And they still continued bringing to him freewill offerings every morning. And all the skillful men who were performing all the work of the sanctuary came, each from the work which he was performing. And they said to Moses, "The people are bringing much more than enough for the construction work which the Lord commanded us to perform." So Moses issued a command, and a proclamation was circulated throughout the camp, saying, "Let no man or woman any longer perform work for the contributions of the sanctuary." Thus, the people were restrained from bringing any more, for the material they had was sufficient and more than enough for all the work to perform it. Construction proceeds. All the skillful men among those who were performing the work made the tabernacle with 10 curtains of fine twisted linen and blue and purple and scarlet material with cherubim. This work of a skillful workman, Bezalel, made them. The length of each curtain was 28 cubits, and the width of each curtain 4 cubits. All the curtains had the same measurements. He joined 5 curtains to one another, and the other 5 curtains he joined to one another. He made loops of blue on the edge of the outermost curtain in the first set. He did likewise on the edge of the curtain that was outermost in the second set. He made 50 loops in the one curtain, and he made 50 loops in the edge of the curtain that was on the second set. The loops were opposite each other. He made 50 clasps of gold and joined the curtains to one another with the clasps, so the tabernacle was a unit. Then he made curtains of goat's hair for the tent over the tabernacle. He made 11 curtains in all. The length of each curtain was 30 cubits and 4 cubits the width of each curtain. The 11 curtains had the same measurements. He joined 5 curtains by themselves and the other 6 curtains by themselves. Moreover, he made 50 loops on the edge of the curtain that was outermost in the first set, and he made 50 loops on the edge of the curtain that was outermost in the second set. He made 50 clasps of bronze to join the tent together so that it would be a unit. He made a covering for the tent of ram skins, dyed red, and a covering of porpoise skins above. Then he made the boards for the tabernacle of acacia wood, standing upright. 10 cubits was the length of each board, and 1.5 cubits the width of each board. There were 2 tenons for each board fitted to one another. Thus he did for all the boards of the tabernacle. He made the boards for the tabernacle, 20 boards for the south side, and he made 40 sockets of silver under the 20 boards. 2 sockets under one board for its 2 tenons, and 2 sockets under the other board for its 2 tenons. Then, for the second side of the tabernacle, on the north side, he made 20 boards, and there 40 sockets of silver, 2 sockets under one board, and 2 sockets under another board. For the rear of the tabernacle, to the west, he made 6 boards. He made 2 boards for the corners of the tabernacle at the rear. They were double beneath, and together they were complete to its top, to the first ring. Thus he did with both of them for the 2 corners. There were 8 boards with their sockets of silver, 16 sockets, 2 under every board. Then he made bars of acacia wood, 5 for the boards of one side of the tabernacle, and 5 bars for the boards of the other side of the tabernacle, and 5 bars for the boards of the tabernacle for the rear side to the west. He made the middle bar to pass through in the center of the boards from end to end. He overlaid the boards with gold and made the rings of gold as holders for the bars and overlaid the bars with gold. Moreover, he made the veil of blue and purple and scarlet material of fine twisted linen. He made it with cherubim, the work of a skillful workman. He made 4 pillars of acacia for it and overlaid them with gold and their hooks of gold. And he cast 4 sockets of silver for them. He made a screen for the doorway of the tent of blue and purple and scarlet material and fine twisted linen, the work of a weaver. And he made its 5 pillars with their hooks, and he overlaid their tops and their bands with gold. But their 5 sockets were of bronze.
I know with this scripture, it kind of follows along with what was in Exodus 35. But here you see that the people just keep giving, and they're giving of what God had provided for them. But here's a big key. They gave, and they continued to give, to the point where it was more than enough to fulfill what God asked for them to do. Well, what was supposed to happen with the remaining portions? Simple. They kept them. It was for them. So when we are called, we are brought into and given the opportunity to participate in the family business, as we would say, with God. Whenever we get the opportunity to help out with ministry, our desire may be that we want to give it all and we want to leave it. But a lot of times there's more than enough. God has already provided more than enough than what is going to be necessary. And we go home with even more. We are blessed beyond just what is needed to help others. God will also bless us as well in that process. Father, you bless us so much. You bless us more than we can even imagine. In fact, we cannot outgive you. And I know some have tried, and it's vanity. Really, it's pointless. It's grasping for the wind. We cannot outgive you. You are such a giving Father and a good Father. And we thank you for that. In Jesus' name, amen. Thank you for joining us today. And I hope that that blesses you either as an individual or with you and your other loved ones. Maybe this is something that you're utilizing to spend with your family some time around God's Word. And of course, that is great. I love that. And I'd love to hear how the Daily Portion podcast is blessing you. If you would, just go to our website at walkingintruthministries.org. And go on there and just drop us a little note about this podcast or one of our other podcasts, or even just check out the events that we have available. But again, thank you very much, and look forward to seeing you again tomorrow as we dig into our daily portion with Whit Ministries. God bless.